You're listening to Peppermint Tea with
Anna Clark
and Olivia Bossett.
We are two friends who decided to start recording our virtual meetups while we're having to distance ourselves physically during the current global pandemic.
We hope you enjoy listening to our conversations.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Peppermint Tea podcast. Olivia, how are you? How was your week and weekend since we're recording this on a Monday?
I had the craziest week ever. It was in a good way. Like, I had 4 photo shoots, so everything was very, very busy. They were all great. They all went really well. Everything went smoothly. I was dead to the world on Saturday evening when I finished my last one. I had to drive for 5 hours on Saturday. It was 2.5 hours there and 2.5 hours back. So after doing a whole week of shooting and then driving that much, I was just gone. So I took all Saturday evening and just slept, basically. And then Sunday, yesterday, I did pretty much the same thing. We went for a walk. But most of it, we went for a run in the morning. I was supposed to do 10K yesterday, my 10K run. I've done it, guys. We said I was going to do it in June and I did it. So
amazing.
I've ticked that off. And in fact, I've done it twice and I intended to do it 3 times yesterday, but I was so exhausted. I just didn't have the energy. So I listened to my body. I did what we're supposed to do. I listened to my body. And I didn't do the full 10K. So I'm going to do it at some point this week instead. Yeah, so I know. I was being a bit over-ambitious when I set off to do it. And then I got halfway through and I was like, I actually can't do it today. So yeah, didn't do it. Yeah. That's fine. How was your week?
Yeah, it's been fine. It's been busy. I've been doing all my kind of planning and stuff again. I don't know why, but I just halfway through this month, I changed my mind about my next 90-day plan. I literally can't even keep a plan for 90 days, it seems, without completely changing my mind. So I've been doing stuff like that over the weekend. I think we went for a nice walk. I went to see my mum and my sister, and because my mum's got chickens out in her garden, and she's got these adorable little baby chicks that have just hatched. Literally, they're like 2 or 3 days old, and they're tiny and so sweet. They're like, there's one brown one, one black one, and one yellow one, so it's very picturesque. So I went over to see them, and that was really nice. Yeah, I took it pretty chill at the weekend too. To be honest, yesterday on Sunday, I just watched a load of YouTube videos.
Nice. That's what I did too.
Love YouTube for when you're just feeling in a slobby mood.
It was great.
Yeah. And we watched on Saturday night, we watched the Salisbury poisonings. Mm-hmm. We watched that we spoke about last week on the podcast. Oh my God. So intense. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. Like, I kind of remember it happening in the news, but that was it. The dramatization of it is intense. So like Olivia said last week, if you're looking for something to watch, we would both now highly recommend that, because that was extreme. Have you been watching anything?
To be honest, what have I been watching? We watched a movie last night, actually, called The Big Sick, which was on Amazon Prime, and it's included in Amazon Prime. And it's like an American romantic comedy. It wasn't great. It was funny, but it wasn't like, oh my God, the best movie ever. But to be honest, this week has been such a blur that I can't. Yeah. I don't actually have very much to recommend this week at all in regards to TV or books, because I haven't actually started anything new or read anything different. I've just been going to bed and sleeping.
Oh, bless you. I just remembered another thing we watched, actually. That Eurovision movie on Netflix. Have you seen that it's on there?
No, what's that?
Oh, right. It's Will Ferrell and what's her name? Is it Rachel McAdams? Mm-hmm. From Mean Girls and from The Notebook or whatever it was. It's a comedy, and if anyone knows me, I absolutely love Eurovision. It's like one of my favorite nights of the year. It's like not a very British thing to like. It's very everyone thinks it's really weird, but I love it. And I was obviously very upset that it wasn't on properly this year. But Will Ferrell's basically made a comedy movie about it. And I think if you are American and you watch that, you probably like, and you watch Eurovision, you're probably like, what on earth is this? But he does it like, this film is so good. Like, it's got the cheesiness, the weirdness, the wackiness so well. It's about basically this this duo from Iceland whose their whole dream in life is to go to Eurovision. And they're obviously like, it's a Will Ferrell character. He's very like stupid and not all there, but yeah, so funny. It's just like a good little chill out movie for someone who loves Eurovision. Okay. So we watched that. Yeah, I guess in terms of reading then, I will, I'll say two, seeing as you don't have one this week.
Good, but go for it.
I've been rereading the book Zag, which is a book about branding. It's where the concept of the onlyness statement comes from, which I've done a blog post and a podcast episode about and a YouTube video about before, actually, which is like a positioning statement for businesses. So you like say something like, it's I am the only that does this for this target customer. It's like a big statement that you do. And we'll leave a link in the description of this if you want to find out more about it. But the book Zag is where that comes from. But that's just only one of the principles. And there's like 15 other kind of principles about what makes a good differentiated brand and what helps you to stand out. So that was really good rereading that, because I read that about 5 or 6 years ago originally. So yeah, would recommend that if you're interested in branding and stuff like that. And then I finished that and I've just been reading a new book called The Coaching Habit, which is because I've just started, well, today I've just announced that I'm going to be offering some coaching and mentoring for designers. So like website designers, brand designers, graphic designers. I know I've been toying with it for a while, but I thought I would just put that out there and see if anyone would want to work with me for any mentoring around building a business, a design business. But anyway, because I've never really done coaching before, I thought, oh, I'll better read a book about it. So I just Googled kind of the best books for new coaches, and that's the top one. And actually, yesterday when I was on my YouTube video binge, I was watching one of Pat Flynn's hour-long massive live stream videos that he does about a certain topic, and this one was about coaching, and he recommended this book all the way through it, which was really good. So I was kind of connecting the dots there. So it's kind of about these, it's about the fact that when you're coaching someone, you need to be asking them the right questions and kind of extrapolating the answer out of them rather than always giving them the answer. And so it just gives you kind of seven. I can imagine, and I'm excited to try it, but yeah, so I thought I'd need some advice on that, but this book's really good. It's got kind of seven questions that will help you to get the most out of sessions with clients. So I've been reading that too, which was really good. Yeah, have you been enjoying any products or anything different this week? I guess you've just been running around the country.
No, honestly, I'm so boring this week because I've just been so busy. So I'm sorry, guys. I literally have nothing to recommend other than sleep.
Sleep is good. You all need it. Okay, well, this week we just wanted to chat about, obviously, both of us are living in Cornwall at the moment, and Olivia is potentially moving quite soon. So I thought this would be a good time to chat about living in Cornwall, which sounds random, but obviously for anyone who knows, it is right at the bottom of England. It's about 5 hours south of London. A lot of people don't realise quite how far away it is and how remote it is. It's obviously full of beautiful countryside and near the coast, and that's a huge benefit to living here. But I think it would just be interesting to kind of go through our backgrounds about living here, our expectations of what it would be like living here, how it's maybe affected our businesses and our life and kind of social network as well.
So I moved here when I was 18. I always lived in Switzerland, and I was brought up in Geneva, and I never really had any intention to leave. It wasn't until my school, in my last sort of 2 years at school, I was thinking about uni, and we were having talks by different people from different universities, and I went to a very academic school, so there was people going off to Oxford and Cambridge and like Harvard and Yale and all these big universities around the world, and I just wanted to study photography, art. I wanted to do art, and it turned out that most of the best art universities in Europe were based in the UK. There were some in Switzerland and France, but I was particularly drawn to the curriculums in the UK. I'm also half British, so you know, my mum is English and brought up in Switzerland, so although I'd never lived in the UK, I kind of wanted to experience what it was like as a British person to live in the UK. So that was another draw to moving here. And I heard about Cornwall my whole life. It was really weird. Like, my mum had always mentioned it as like the most idyllic place in the UK and how it's like mm-hmm. this beautiful part of the world. So I'd always sort of heard about it growing up. And then when a representative for Falmouth University came to our school to talk about it, I was immediately drawn to it. I thought, like, sounds like the loveliest place. So I came for like open days and I came to have a look and I really did like it. So I applied and I got in, and I did move here when I was 18, and I intended to just do my university years and then I was supposed to move back to Switzerland, and that was going to happen until I met my boyfriend. And then I met my boyfriend, who is Cornish, and I decided to stay. There were other factors involved. I was also running a magazine at the time, and I was offered some money by like a Cornish grant system to be able to put towards the magazine. But in order to have it, I had to live in Cornwall. So I decided to stay here. And I remember when I first moved here, there was a lot of culture shock, like really? Huge amounts of culture shock. Yeah. So in Switzerland, we're allowed to drink from the age of 16. We're allowed to have beers and like very mild things. Like, I think vodka, you have to wait till 18, but obviously that doesn't ever happen. So when I got here and came to uni, like, we were already over the excitement of alcohol in a way. And
yeah,
just the sheer amount of alcohol that is consumed in the UK was shocking to me. I was like, what is this world where everyone just drinks all the time? And
that's hilarious.
I was walking back from my first day, or like my first Friday, I think it was, of uni. I was walking back home and I sort of walked past some boys and a girl who were in my degree, and they said to me, we're going to the pub, do you want to come with us? And I was like, dudes, it's 11:30 in the morning, like, what? So I was so confused by that, and I just remember walking home and saying to my ex-boyfriend, who I was with at the time, like, people drink here at 11:30 in the morning. And I don't think that was actually a representation of the UK as a general, but I was just like, what is this place?
Also, for context, Falmouth is a student town as well, just a little bit of context, but
yes,
I mean, you probably yeah. would get that elsewhere.
Yeah, of course. No, it's definitely a thing, but like, it definitely, there is a difference. I know for a fact that there is more alcohol consumed in the UK compared to Switzerland. And that was a big culture shock for me. And then things like fashion and style, like the way people dress here is very different to the way people dress in Switzerland. But there are also things like the attitude here in Cornwall is very laid back, and there's a massive, strong community feel and a real pride to being Cornish, which
yeah.
I really like. Like, I've loved that about Cornwall for the whole time I've ever lived here. And I think that that is something that somewhere like Switzerland lacks. Like, I don't feel like I had a strong community feel in my village or in my part of where I grew up around that. There's definitely pride for being Swiss, but not in the way that there is pride for being Cornish. It's very, very different.
Really?
And yeah, definitely. Like, there are people who are very proud of being Swiss, but it's just, there is such a pride in being Cornish that I've not seen anywhere else in the world. Maybe it's because I live here and that's because I've experienced it so much, but that's how it's felt to me. And the slower pace of life in Cornwall compared to probably the rest of the world, I think that people come to live here and choose to stay living here because they want a slower pace and they want to be able to be outdoors and they want to experience nature and being a little bit more cut off from the crazy world that is our planet. That is something I really appreciate because I also want to lead a slower pace and live a calmer life. And I adore being outside and the natural world. And all my work that I do as a photographer is very much surrounded by and revolving around nature. So that has been my experience of Cornwall and I've loved it.
Yeah. It's so funny that you say about the fashion, because I do always say this as well, like, even just between like London and Cornwall, you can be in a city like London and people dress a certain way and you come down to Cornwall, you can tell who is from Cornwall because it's just like, it's not a particular style. It's more of like a lack of style, which sounds awful. But the thing is, like, you're out in the country, you're at the beach, like people just wear jeans and hoodies like all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a look, it's a surf look. It's a countryside look, like when you've got to wear your wellies every day because you're walking the dogs outside and getting messy, like, rather than in a city, which, yeah, it's just funny because we do notice that as
and
well.
Like, I, as someone who's into fashion, I have had moments where I've loved that and moments where I've really struggled with that because I definitely find that when I'm in somewhere like London or in Geneva, that's when I pull out my high heels and I put on my like more fancy clothes and I enjoy that. And then when I come back here, it's much more relaxed and I definitely live in like jeans and a t-shirt or something like flip-flops. But when I'm in the city, I don't. And there are times when I'm here and I'm like, oh, I want to be able to put on that like fancy outfit. And it's frustrating that I can't because it just doesn't go with the lifestyle down here. But equally, there have been times when I was in Geneva, I remember over the summers, because obviously it's only been the last 6 years that I've actually been here full time. When I was at uni, I was half here, half in Switzerland. So I didn't really feel like I was fully in Cornwall. And I would miss the fact that I could just be a bit more relaxed and like go to a bar in flip-flops and no one would care.
Yeah, sure. That's funny. I haven't ever lived like, I guess, somewhere like that, that I wouldn't be able to do that because, well, I'll go through my story in a second, but
go for it.
That's funny. Okay. It might surprise some people, but I'm not actually technically Cornish because I wasn't born here, but I've lived here.
Shock horror.
I know. I've lived here since the age of two and my dad is Cornish. So my family moved back down when I was two. And when I was growing up, like, it was just normal for me to be like, you know, at the weekends we go to the beach, in the evenings we go to the beach, like being in the countryside all the time. It was normal. And then I ended up taking it completely for granted. As a teenager, I just wanted to be indoors on my computer all the time. If my parents tried to take me out to the beach or out for a walk, I'd make a massive fuss about it. I hated going outside. And I wanted to just go shopping all the time. And I got really frustrated. Like, there's no good shops down here. I mean, we have got like high street shops and stuff, but there are some that we don't have, like we don't have H&M or Zara and all of that kind of stuff that you want when you're a teenager, especially.
Yeah.
And so I was really frustrated about that. You'd have to do like a whole day trip and go up to Plymouth because Plymouth is our nearest city. Even then, that's in Devon. And it's not a massive city. And it still takes an hour and 20 minutes to get to from where we are in Cornwall. So Cornwall, what a lot of people don't realise is like, yes, there's Devon and then you get to Cornwall, but Plymouth, which is on the border of Cornwall and Devon, is still actually an hour and a half away from the bottom of Cornwall. So Cornwall is probably, a range of about an hour and a half's drive from one end to the other. So you might think, you're quite close.
I'd say more than that. I'd say it's 2 hours from like Land's End.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Oh God, yeah, from Land's End. Yeah, true. So you think, oh, well, that's your nearest city. That's still not very near at all. So mm-hmm. I was really frustrated as a teenager. I wanted to move away. Literally, once I was 16, I was like, I'm moving away. And I moved to Bristol to go to college up there. And what I was going to say just now is I absolutely love Bristol because it mm-hmm. is, it's very kind of combining city lifestyle with a more chilled out attitude. I feel from when I was living there, I lived there for 2 years and I did really love that kind of chilled outness about it. I had a really fun mm-hmm. time. Then I went to uni and I decided randomly to go to uni in Surrey. It was all a random decision and I have spoken about it before, but basically I quit after 6 months for a range of different reasons. But one of them was I just really found that, I guess being in Bristol, I didn't notice because I was young and I was having loads of fun, and it is kind of, it's nearer to home. It's about 3-ish hours away and mm-hmm. it's nearish the sea. But Surrey, mm-hmm. it felt to me like I was like nowhere near the edge, like I wanted to be near the sea. All of a sudden I felt really closed in. And there was lots of other reasons, but I did move back home. And then I suddenly had this massive appreciation for Cornwall again. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, I love it here. I've taken it so much for granted. I started mm-hmm. the Cornish Life blog, which was completely just out of appreciation for being here. I wanted to take photos of everywhere I went and share it with other people because I suddenly, mm-hmm. it suddenly clicked that this is such an amazing place that I've had the privilege to grow up and have a family home in. Yeah, that's kind of my story. And then obviously I got a job down here, but I think what I get asked about a lot is, does living in such a remote place have an effect on your work? I get asked a lot, like, how's the job market down here?
Mm-hmm, so do I. I get asked that all the time.
Yeah, like, does it affect, like, networking, running a business? What's the community like here? And like Olivia said, like, yes, there's massively strong communities and there's actually a really good kind of network of kind of creatives down here. Mm. Lots of freelancers and people doing creative things and artists and stuff like that, which is amazing. It's hard to say about job markets and stuff, like, obviously as someone who I've really only ever had a couple of jobs down here. Most of them were in hospitality and one of them was in tech, which again is like an upcoming industry down here. So it's hard to say that. But in terms of business, there's definitely like pros and cons of being down here.
Yeah, like from a positive point of view, the locations we have here are amazing. So for a photographer, like shooting in nature, it's unlike anywhere else. I've got access to the most incredible coastlines and beautiful marshlands, and the only thing I'm lacking is a mountain, but hey, I get to travel home and I've got mountains, so I really have had the best of both worlds. The only issue that I found is that in order to network with the really big brands that I want to work with in London, I have had to go up there, and that's been difficult, which is partly why we're making a bit of a move in the next couple of months. We don't know when that will be at the moment, but we are moving soon to be a little bit close to the city and close to some airports, because that's another thing. As you know, it's been really difficult for me to travel home to see my family because I have to drive at least 3 hours to get to the nearest international airport that will fly to Geneva. I used to have to take the train and like spend the whole day, so it will be nice to be close to an airport. But I don't think it's stopped my business from growing. Like, I'm shooting for big brands, and one of the ways that I did that was reaching out to brands that I knew needed the locations in Cornwall for their backdrops, mm-hmm. and I just used it to my advantage. I think if you want to live somewhere like this, you just have to be a bit creative about how you're going to get your work.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think, obviously, for me, what I do is online based, it's website design, it's online education. I work with people all over the world. It's not location dependent. And I can't really speak for businesses that are location dependent. But you have technically got a business that should be, in many people's eyes, location dependent, and that should have an effect. Mm-hmm. But you've kind of created this workaround so that it works for you mm-hmm. and you've been able to live here? Because I think definitely for a lot of people, living here is a choice based on they want that slower pace of life and yeah. the kind of, you know, the ability to finish work and go straight to the beach or finish or at the weekends just like be in nature so much. And people make that choice. And I think, yeah, if you are making that decision, you've got to be clever with your little workarounds, like Olivia said, for sure.
Yeah.
I think for me, totally. it's the networking, and like there's loads of events and meetups and conferences and stuff like that happens in London and in cities that it's very hard to get access to. Obviously at the moment we can't do any of those things anyway, but like, you know, there's been loads of events and stuff that I haven't been able to go to because it's just not accessible from Cornwall. Like, yes, you can do it. It takes 5 hours to drive. You can fly from Newquay, which is a really good link. Newquay Airport goes directly to London, but then obviously you've got to then get into the city. And so it's not perfect. You can get trains, which take a little bit less time, but it's still, you know, you have to stay overnight. You can't do it all in one day. Would be madness. So yeah, like it's definitely a sacrifice for the fact that you can't join in a lot of community things. But then, yeah, depending on what industry you're in, there are good tight-knit communities down here as well.
And, you know, at the moment, who knows what networking events and conferences and those things will look like going forward. I definitely think that the way the pandemic has hit the world is going to make it easier for people to work and live anywhere they want. So I think that Cornwall is going to see a bit of a boost in people choosing to move out here to be able to do their careers, because the whole world has realized that we can work from home far easier than we could before, and that actually it doesn't hinder productivity, and that it's possible. So it's going to be interesting to see how that affects things and what happens in future for places like this. I think it will be a good thing for communities like Cornwall and communities, remoter communities all around the world, for that reason.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. It's going to be so interesting how it all works. I definitely miss going to events, which is something I thought I'd never say, but just like meeting people and being in an atmosphere, I think is important. And you know, I am saying this like, oh, you know, it all happens in London. There's loads of stuff that happens down in Cornwall. A lot of the time you've got to really seek it out. And obviously messaging people, networking with people on Instagram and on social media is a great way to make those connections and find out what's going on. But yeah, there is stuff here. I think our point is, when I said, oh, let's talk about living in Cornwall, it's about a lot of people will see us going out at the weekend and going on your boat like we did last week. Oh, that was a highlight for us in the week that I didn't mention.
It was.
Olivia and her partner invited me and my partner out on their boat, which was really lovely.
I should specify, it's not our boat, it's my boyfriend's parents' boat. We definitely can't afford a boat.
don't have to tell people that. But yeah, that was amazing. And that's, you know, the kind of like benefit of being in Cornwall, like me and Olivia the other week as well, like took a Tuesday morning off and went kayaking. And yeah, people see that and they're like, that's living the dream. It's amazing. But there are definitely like sacrifices that you make from being down here. And I think when I was growing up, I was just so desperate to get into a city. And now I appreciate it, but I do still understand the limitations of it's not for everyone.
I think that when you're a teenager, no matter where you grow up, you're going to resent it to some extent. Like when we were growing up, we thought Switzerland was the most boring place in the world and nothing happened. And then I left and went to uni, and I did my first couple of months at uni, and I was like, oh my God, I come from the most beautiful country in the world. And it's true. I do think Switzerland is such an incredible place. And I now have a lot more appreciation for where I'm from than I did when I was a teenager, and I miss it much more now because I'm no longer there. So no matter where you're from, if you leave it for a while, you suddenly realize that actually it's a pretty great place, I think.
Love that. That's a nice note to end on. So this was actually our last planned episode for a while. We're both going to take a break. Obviously, Olivia's potentially moving at some point. We've got lots of other things going on. So we're just going to take a bit of a break on the Peppermint Tea podcast. We will, of course, be back. But in the meantime, we both have our own respective podcasts as well. So please do check those out. Olivia's, you can go to oliviabossaeducation.com and find her podcast there. What is it called again? I've just slipped my mind.
It starts with a click.
Thanks. I designed the artwork, guys. I'm not just being a bad friend. My memory just completely left me then. Her podcast is called It Starts With a Click. So you can search that on your podcast listening app as well to go and listen to more content from her. Mine's called The Freelance Fix. It's back up on iTunes, thank goodness. Yeah, you can go and find that on my website, byrosanna.co.uk as well. But yeah, we will be back soon. And in the meantime, go and check those out. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Remember, if you want to get more business content from me, you can head to byrosanna.co.uk, which is my website design and online education business. Or if you want more personal stuff, head to thecornishlife.co.uk for my Cornwall lifestyle blog.
And if you'd like to check out my fashion photography portfolio, head to oliviabossert.com. And if you'd like to learn more about the business of fashion photography, head to oliviabossarteducation.com. Thank you!